BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is off today, so it all goes really wrong on Real or No Real. It's me and Greg, and nobody keeps order. Hear what happened when we saw 50 Shades of Grey with Vanessa Feltz. Yeah, that happened. And we're getting some more student campaign videos coming through. Keep sending them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Enjoy Monday's podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Georgie.
Hi, Georgie. Where are you today?
I'm in Bath.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just had an embarrassing moment.
Go on.
So last week, I remember you and Chris saying about people taking to Twitter when they could just Google things.
Well, yeah, we've all done it. We ask a question like, what time does the football start tonight? Or does anyone know any restaurants in London? And it's kind of like, just Google it. What was yours?
I wanted to know if a banana was one of your five a day.
Okay, good. And where did you put this, please?
I didn't actually put it on Twitter in the end. I stopped myself.
But you're about to ask Twitter if a banana is one of your five a day?
Yes.
Right. So there's this really good link, which we were talking about on Friday's breakfast show, called Let Me Google That For You. It's lmgtfy.com. And if someone asks you a question that they could just find on the internet, it gives you a link that you can send back to them on email for the ultimate sarcasm. It's really good. Have you had a look at Let Me Google That For You yet?
No, I haven't.
Right, OK. Well, send it to yourself, maybe. lmgtfy.com, and it'll give you the answer right there. I'll even type it out for you. All right?
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Do it. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
I've been messaging one of my mates all morning on Twitter, and he's just told me he's having a break from Twitter right now. That's why he hasn't replied. Well, how did you see my message then? You're clearly still looking at it, not on a break. I'm quite interested in people this afternoon who are having a break from social media right now. Inspired by me, I'm not going to say what his name is. Maybe you found it all too much on Twitter and Facebook and you're having a little break right now. Let me know. 81199. Coming up, the full details of when we went to the cinema with Vanessa Feltz to see 50 Shades of Grey. This happened on Thursday night. We kind of mentioned it on Friday morning's breakfast show. But I've got some bits to play you. We actually set up some microphones right next to me and Vanessa and Chris on the sofa that we were sat on. If you've seen the pictures on Twitter, it was very cosy, that sofa, meant for two people, but we squeezed another one in. You know Vanessa Feltz. She's always on Innuendo Bingo. This is the kind of thing she talks about on her show.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
This is why she was the perfect person to go and see 50 Shades of Grey with.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
More after 1:30 on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kat and Yarm's been on saying, I've actually deactivated myself from Facebook. One too many gym status updates and a check-in at Asda pushed me over the edge. I understand what you're saying. We went to the cinema with Vanessa Feltz on Thursday.
I think she might be a no-show, which is, if I'm honest, no bad thing. Only because I'm not that fussed about seeing this film in the first place.
But did Vanessa turn up? Find out after 1:30.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So on Thursday, me and Chris went to see 50 Shades of Grey, the most anticipated film for a few years, with Vanessa Feltz. So initially, I wanted someone who it would be really awkward to see the film with, a bit like going with your mum. So we asked several celebrities, some of them can't be named. Mary Berry, we sent an email and that was a definite no straight away. Also, Richard and Judy, I thought it would be quite fun to go and see it with. And they said they weren't keen either. And we asked several other people. But Vanessa, it's kind of like a little bit of a curveball. I thought, okay, if we can't get someone who it would be like going with your mum to see it, who would love it a bit too much? And Vanessa Feltz was the person for me. I also like it because I kind of know Vanessa and seen her on Strictly, so I knew that she would be well up for it, and I knew that it would make Chris feel really, really awkward, which was my idea. there was a moment where me and Chris were just stood outside in the pouring rain, thinking that she wasn't going to turn up.
I think she might be a no-show, which is, if I'm honest, no bad thing. Only because I'm not that fussed about seeing this film in the first place.
Chris was about to go at that point. I was like, no, she'll be here.
I'm wondering if she's seen us, turned up, seen us and left. That's happened to me before.
I want to know more about that. Anyway, so she is about 10 minutes late, but Vanessa does arrive, a vision in faux fur. Amazing. And she's kind of wearing like an odd kind of faux fur turban when she arrives. And we had a little drink outside before we went in to see the film. Here she is. She's arrived.
That could be her. V? Yes!
Very well.
So tell me how we're going to do it. What are we actually going to do?
So we're going to go in. We're going
to. I said to Ben, what happens if I'm wildly excited when I return?
Hang on.
And need you there available.
Okay, good. We should mention at this point that her partner is called Ben, and he was in a band from the 90s called Fats and Small.
I said to Ben, what happens if I'm wildly excited when I return?
Imagine how Chris is feeling right now. Incredibly uncomfortable. Anyway, so we have a little drink and then we go in to watch the film. Here's why Chris is feeling particularly on edge.
Will you feel better if I say you can sit on my knee?
Yes, I guess so.
All right, then you can.
Now, if you've seen the film, you'll know this. There is a particular scene where Jamie Dornan takes the lady for a ride in a helicopter. So there's a helicopter scene as Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do, plays. Just a point here. We went to a normal cinema, like on a random Thursday evening. It was quite a posh cinema with like sofas and that, but just a normal cinema, which is quite busy with people also wanting to watch the film. Imagine if this happened in the row next door to you.
Oh, would you like a ride on his chopper? Yes, you would.
I'm like, Vanessa, shh. But you can hear me laughing nervously throughout these clips. Also, imagine if Vanessa started singing in the row next to you.
All together now?
No, Vanessa.
Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do.
Vanessa singing. Also, if you've not seen the film, there is there's a scene which you'll know about where there is something called a playroom in the film. And here's Vanessa's first reaction on seeing the room that Jamie Dornan takes Dakota Johnson into.
I've got one just like that at Phelps Towers. I thought everybody had one. No big deal. Get most of it from B&Q.
This is the point where Chris decided that he felt sick and had to leave the cinema. Now, no spoilers here, but there is a scene also, after the playroom one, where Jamie eats Dakota's toast. That's not one. Listen to Vanessa's rant here.
I'd hate it if some man ate my toast.
Same.
When a girl wants to eat toast, she wants to eat toast. She doesn't want some beep eating her toast. I'd hate that. That'd be a deal breaker for me. Get off my toast. Get off my croissant. Don't touch my biscuits. Keep away from my crunchy.
Chris has long gone by now, and I'm texting him going, where have you gone? He's like, oh, I felt sick. I had to go home. Thanks, Chris, for that. The rest of the film was just me and Vanessa sat on a sofa without Chris, finding the whole thing really quite funny. So here's a compilation of me and Vanessa's kind of review of the rest of the film.
This is really funny. Yes. Oh.
Come off it and do me a favour.
Notice my really nervous laughter all the way through, and the occasional
yes,
which I also do when I'm nervous. Yes.
Yes.
Then, right at the end of the film, and you'll know what I mean if you've seen it, there is a particular bit which kind of changes everything. So after Chris left, the mood did change completely. And there's a scene towards the end where me and Vanessa, we felt both a bit uncomfortable.
Completely corrupted. I can never look Scott Mills in the eye ever again.
This is so weird.
We are weirded out to the back.
Oh.
So just a normal Thursday evening, really. If you look at our reaction photos right now, they're on Radio 1, Twitter and Facebook. Look at our faces.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gemma says, wow, you look really uncomfortable. Yeah, look at the pictures. It's on Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1 or Radio 1 Facebook. And also, Kaylee says, Vanessa Feltz and Scott Mills watching 50 Shades of Grey together is really funny, especially after Chris left. And she's right about the toast as well. It's true, there is an eating the toast scene, which Vanessa did not like.
I'd hate it if some man ate my toast.
Same.
When a girl wants to eat toast, she wants to eat toast. She doesn't want some beep eating her toast. I'd hate that. That'd be a deal breaker for me. Get off my toast. Get off my croissant. Don't touch my biscuits. Keep away from my crunchy.
I think it was the mention of Vanessa's crunchy that sent Chris over the edge.
Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance?
The Scott Mills Daily.
The pictures of our reactions to 50 Shades with Vanessa are getting quite a lot of likes and a few retweets. Catherine says, the toast rant is my personal highlight of your experience with Vanessa. Amy says, wow, great photos. And Paula says, I think Vanessa has some good points. Do not touch my food. I don't care how sexy you are. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie, where are you?
I am at the University of Reading. I'm standing outside in the cold, outside the psychology building. I just have a quick question. I was just wondering if you remembered those election parody videos everyone did last year?
Oh, the student parody videos?
Yeah.
Like LS, LLLLLLLLLLSU? Good who?
Thanks.
So last year, aren't they?
That are looking at me. Well, I thought they were kind of last year, so I thought for my welfare campaign this year, I'd do something a bit different.
Right.
So, do you know the Old Spice advert?
Old Spice!
That one, exactly. So I thought I would get my friend and a couple of, like, film crew together, and we would put together our own parody one.
Right. So you've done this on the internet, have you?
Well, yes, we filmed it in a local swimming pool, and I've now put it up on YouTube, and it's getting more and more views every day. I was just wondering if you'd seen it.
Have you sent this to me on email?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I've got it. Who's that in the video, please?
That is my friend Matt.
Sure.
And he would like me to say that he is looking for work.
As what?
As any kind of model or an actor.
So Matt's in a towel?
He is.
What's about to happen?
He is about to be the Old Spice advert man.
He's a bit of a show-off, Matt, isn't he?
No, he's just worked very hard and very proud.
Very proud.
He's also lovely, so it's fine.
Yeah, he looks like he's nice.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, well, I'll keep looking at this.
I was hoping, I was wondering if there was any chance you could retweet it.
Send to me.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to speak to you.
And if anyone else wants to see it, all they have to do is search on YouTube for She's a Pirate Welfare.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember last year we made a big thing about these videos from people who at their student union want to be president or like welfare officer or sports officer. And a lot of people were doing it on YouTube through the medium of song. Like the people from LSU. This is how they tried to get you to vote for them at Loughborough Students' Union.
Hey, we're exec.
At the Students' Union is where you'll find
still
us.
So
volunteer
good.
And meet. Nightlife says everyone on fire. Get involved, your time will tire.
Yes! Timeless. It's that time of year again, and we're getting some coming in. If you've got any that maybe your mates have made at Student Union, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Already we're getting some in. So Izzy Welby sent this one in. Ben is a student union presidential candidate at a university and made a song and a video to go with it to Let It Go off of Adele Dazeem.
Thank you.
This is Ben, who wants to be president at the University of York. Go on, Ben.
Wind blows wild across Hez East tonight. Not a shopfront to be seen. A campus that's isolated, and they need representing. Students are crying out for a leader on their side.
Good auto-tune.
It's time to step it up to bridge the divide.
Oh.
Please let him in, please let him see. Be the good prez we all know he will be. Reveal, don't conceal, please let them know. Well, now they'll know.
Oof.
Ben for prez, Ben for prez. He can't hold it back anymore. Ben for prez, Ben for prez. He'll open up the doors.
Okay, I think I get it. Thanks. That's Ben, student union presidential candidate at the University of York. Any more of these? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Sent in from Nick Porter. Also, Rachel made a video and a parody song to Uptown Funk, because why wouldn't you? It's her campaign to be the SU president of Leicester University. Oh, no. I just want to hear the intro. Just thinking of what's to come. Upon hearing this, would you make Rachel the SU president?
Exceptional sabbatical electional. Oh, this one's for the undergrads, distant learners and postgrads. Changing, explaining, campaigning up in OP. My name is Rachel Harlan and I need you all to vote for me. Too hot, hot damn. You're elected women's officer. Too hot, hot damn. Chair of civil society. Too hot, hot damn. Lush radio presenter. Too hot, hot damn. Now check out my manifesto.
Okay.
Sports teams say hallelujah. Oh. Freshers say hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, campaign say hallelujah. Cause Rockstar Car's gonna give it to ya. Festival Meal's gonna give it to ya. Poster board's gonna give it to ya. Exam time.
Really fits well.
Don't believe it, just vote.
Don't believe me, just vote. Yeah. Cheers, Rachel. If you're asking people to vote for you, I would drop the whole don't believe me line. Just saying, Rachel. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email if you've got more.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Brits 2015.
So earlier, I sneaked in Style by Taylor Swift. That was your cue to call to try and get this incredible Brits prize. I don't remember the last time we did something this good. It's such a good prize. So the lines are closed, and we have someone on the phone who is ready to play my little game. Hello, Rhys.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you, please?
I'm in Norwich.
Home of Radio 1's Big Weekend in May.
Oh, yes.
Going to try and get tickets for that, are you?
Yeah, definitely. I hope so.
Got to try and win this first.
Yeah.
Right, so do you fancy the Brits on Wednesday?
Yeah, definitely. Who wouldn't?
Is there anything in your diary that might be, like, making you not go?
Oh, well, you know, work, but
yeah,
I'm
whatever.
Sure I can sort something out.
Yeah, sack that off. So, yeah. Here's the thing, right? Not to put any pressure on you, but you won't just be going to the Brits in the audience. If you win this, you and a friend or maybe love interest, who would you bring?
My girlfriend, of course.
Okay, yeah, okay. You and your girlfriend will be sat at a table, like the stars. So you will be within sniffing distance of famous people.
Let's hope they smell good then.
They always smell good because they're rich. You'll get a treatment in like the backstage spa. Your girlfriend would love that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
You can get your nails done or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will sit in on Greg's show, which is literally a who's who of who's. No, it's actually good people. Live from the venue. And, like, there are famous people coming in there all the time to be interviewed on Radio 1. You'll get travel to and from London. You'll get overnight accommodation. Your girlfriend will love that.
Yeah. I know.
And do you like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I love Ed Sheeran.
What would you say if you met him?
I'm not too sure, but I'll probably ask for a selfie, that's for sure.
Of course you would. I'm sure he'd oblige. So you got a chance to meet Ed Sheeran backstage as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Right, so everything's at stake here. I'm going to play you some songs in a minute by Brit's nominated artists, and they're played on the kazoo rather expertly, and you will get 45 seconds to correctly name as many artists as possible, okay?
Yep.
Now, you can pass if you don't know, but if it's a tie break, those passes will come back to haunt you because they'll count against you, all right?
Okay, then, no worries.
So I need the full name of the main artist, not any featured artists. Don't worry about the name of the song. I just need the artist of the song, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Should we have a little practice?
Go on, then.
Okay, so this doesn't count for anything, but this is just like a practice run. So you shout out when you know the artist that is being played on the kazoo right now. Yes?
Taylor Swift.
Is right, Reese. Yeah, we got there in the end.
Yeah.
So that's what it'll sound like. We're going to play a round in every show today. And after the last round, if you have the highest score, then tomorrow night, you and your girlfriend will be coming to London. And on Wednesday morning, you will be in this studio at Radio 1 to visit Grimmy for the live final and a chance to go to the Brits and meet Ed Sheeran and get your nails done.
That'll be amazing.
I know. And then you'll either get to go to the Brits or, cruelly, they will send you home, gutted.
Wow, yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of deep...
That's not the case.
I'm hearing a lot of deep breathing. Are you okay, hon?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, of course you are. Okay, so Rachel on Grimmy's show got 2 earlier. Do you reckon you can beat that?
I hope so. Okay. That doesn't sound like a big number, but the game is harder than you think.
It is, especially when you're, like, doing it. It's easy to shout at the radio, but when you're actually playing it, it's hard.
Yeah.
So, your time will start at the end of the beeps. You have 45 seconds. If you don't know the answer, remember, you can just say pass. Just shout pass at me, OK?
OK, then.
I just need the main artist from you. Just to make you aware, there's a man here called Chris who is looking well important today. He's wearing a suit, he's holding a clipboard and looking very official. And his decision is final, all right?
Yeah, all right then.
So if all goes wrong, don't blame me. All right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Happy?
Yeah, happy.
Okay. Here come the kazoos. Remember, I just need the main artist, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do this, Reese.
Pass.
Okay. Really hard ones there, to be fair.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Reese.
Oh, that's all right.
Don't worry about saying stuff to Ed Sheeran now.
Yeah.
You're fine. It will happen one day. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm so sorry. So Rachel from Grimmy's show is still in the lead today with 2. Do you reckon you can do better?
Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Hello, love. How are you?
Hello, love. My.
Sounding very good on the chart yesterday. I liked it. I was driving in my car listening to the hits. It was lush.
I love the chart. It's really fun.
Doon, 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 doon. The official chart.
I loved it.
Really good.
It's great fun.
Is Ellie Goulding still number one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We got an exclusive live interview from her flat. She
really?
Was just chilling out, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Good to hear you yesterday. Right, so it's, Chris is off at the moment, so it's me and Greg. Am I playing against Greg? That's good, yes.
Okay.
All on right. Real or No Real. Some of these are made up, some of them are true, but which is which?
Nachos were invented by a man called Nacho.
Hang on, whoa.
Is Mr. Nacho.
Is that a, is it Mr. Nacho or is that his first name? Mr. Nacho.
I'm just finding out for you. No, we don't know.
So are we saying it's like Graham Nacho? That could be it, his name.
possibly, yes. So, like, would it really be named after a person, the Nacho?
Maybe all Mexican food is named after people.
Mr. Chimichanga. Yeah.
Derek Burrito. I wonder.
It sounds like a local radio DJ.
Mid-mornings with Derek Burrito.
Hard breakfast with Derek Burrito. So, were nachos invented by a man called Nacho, real or no real? I'm saying this is ridiculous and no real.
I'm also going no real.
Yes?
That one's real.
What?
They were invented in a restaurant run by a man called Ignacio Nacho Anaya. He called them Nacho Especiales, now shortened to Nachos.
Hang on, but whoa. Is Nacho his middle name? But that...
Yeah,
really?
Yes.
It sounds like a nickname.
Ignacio Nacho Anaya.
Because Ignacio, like the shortened version, that would be Nacho.
Right, yeah.
Like so shortening David to Dave. Short Ignacio to Nacho.
So basically it's the Spanish for Dave, and that's what you're eating, smothered in cheese.
And hello to all the Ignacios listening. You've got a new nickname, which is now
Good
Nacho.
Morning. And next.
No one can remember the reason that the Oscars are called the Oscars.
Hang on a second. So we know why nachos are called nachos, but we don't actually know why the Oscars are called the Oscars.
Why are we all obsessed with calling things today?
Also, nachos have been on since probably the beginning of time. Well, not the beginning of time, but like for quite a while. And the Oscars have only been on since the start of cinema. So maybe, please, somebody can remember why they're called the Oscars. How forgetful.
Well, it's just a sort of big mess, isn't it? The Oscars. I mean, it is. It's not really.
What do you mean?
Well, it's all just. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not really.
Really, let's be honest.
It's a lot of backslapping, isn't it?
Well, it's the world's richest, like most celebrated people being celebrated even more.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really care what dress you're wearing either.
You know, who are you wearing? You know, Lonsdale.
I do like watching Ryan Seacrest, though.
I know.
Because I think he's completely over it.
So over it.
But he gets paid millions and millions
of dollars.
Billions of dollars, yeah, to be doing it. So he goes, oh, nice to see you. So what are you, where are your shoes from?
With his hands in his pocket at all times. Couldn't even bother to shave for last night's one.
Yeah.
You see him?
Yeah.
Literally like he just got out of bed. Also, my favourite thing about watching him is that he will, at the beginning, Juliana will go, okay, so Ryan, what are you wearing? Who are you wearing? And he'll be like, I'm wearing my new range from available now at Macy's. Okay, so you're wearing your own suit. I'm wearing myself.
Wow.
But why are they called the Oscars? Nobody can remember real or no real. I'm saying this is probably real.
I thought it was... I thought that was the guy's first name who originally...
Oscar Nacho.
Yeah, I know. It's Oscar Ignacio Nacho Smith.
Real or no real?
Well...
Hang on. Derek Burrito's been on. He exists.
What?
Derek Burrito. There's an actual Derek Burrito who's listening now.
What do you mean? There isn't. No one's really...
Says. Derek Burrito exists.
What? Is that...
Send me a Facebook link.
What, is that... A tweet?
It's probably on Heart Breakfast.
Back tomorrow from 5:15.
Till 12. Real or no real? Why are they called the Oscars? No one knows.
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
What?
Yep.
So historians can't work out why they've got that name. There's a thought that they're named after one of Bette Davis's husbands. But that was disproven when someone found old audio of Walt Disney calling his an Oscar decades earlier.
Calling what an Oscar?
His.
I thought that was a nickname for his.
No. Right. Oh, my little Oscar there.
Oh, my Oscar popped out.
And next.
When he was 16, Eddie Redmayne auditioned for the leading male roles in his school productions of A Midsummer Night's Dream, but was beaten to the part by Prince William.
Oh, yeah, they all went to school together, didn't they?
Eddie Redmayne went to school with Prince William. Is that true?
Mm. They all went... There's loads of real
poshos.
I always say poshos. Mm. Real poshos went to the same school together. So, yeah, there's a picture I've seen of them. I think they're all playing hockey.
Eton, is it?
I think it's Eton. Yeah, Eton, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of famouses did go to school with each other, though, and then they didn't realise at the time they would be famouses.
Yeah.
Like, for instance... Do you know who Rachel Stevens off S Club 7 went to school with?
No.
Judge Rinder.
Oh, God.
Fucked. In the same class as Judge Rinder.
Same class?
Yes. Robert Rinder. Found that out on the Strictly tour. Judge Rinder came to one of the dates with Susanna Reid off of Good Morning Britain, sat in the front row.
Did she go to the same school?
No, and Rachel Stevens is like, I went to school with Judge Rinder. I was like, what are you on about? Did Eddie Redmayne, though, audition for the lead in A Midsummer Night's Dream, but then beaten to the role by Prince William? I'm saying real.
I'll say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yes, you're right. Prince William was in Eddie Redmayne's class at Eton, but the 16-year-old Prince never took part in a Shakespeare play.
Well, the thing is, if he did audition, he would definitely just get the part. It's the Prince.
Prince.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like proper. That is the pushiest parents of the royal family. Are you sure? Are you sure he didn't get the part? Are you sure he did? Would you like to see your family again?
He would have blatantly got it because Eddie Redmayne, no one knew he would be a thing then, did they? And next.
The nominees at this year's Oscars received a goodie bag worth around $168,000, including a $20,000 astrology reading from Hollywood's answer to Mystic Meg.
Mystic Meg's not on the paper anymore. Do you know about this?
What do you mean?
She's not. You know, she did the thing in the Sun.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Where's she gone?
I'm not sure. That's a complete aside, and I wasn't even going to bring it up.
What? So she's not in the paper anymore?
No,
she didn't predict that, did she? I was behind her once at Tesco in Notting Hill.
And?
That's it. So,
what was she buying?
The
tea leaves.
I think it was cat food. So the Oscars people received a goodie bag, about $168,000.
That's a lot, isn't it? That's
but there's also a $20,000 astrology reading from Hollywood's answer to Mystic Meg.
I'd rather have the cash.
I know they got some pet food in there. There was pet food in there.
Really?
Yeah. And a watch I saw online. And a holiday.
A holiday?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of money.
This is what I mean. Like, all the people there definitely can afford a holiday.
I know, the rich get richer. $168,000 worth of just free stuff.
Sell that straight away.
I'm saying real to this for the astrology reading.
It sounds stupid enough to be real. Real.
That one is real.
Yes. This year's goodie bags were the most expensive ever and did include an astrology reading with a famous Hollywood mystic.
Wow.
I've not been keeping score, so I've no idea who won.
I haven't either. Have you?
Okay, you won.
Doesn't matter.
Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Join us tomorrow, Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 with Tom Kerridge. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.